Here's a thought I'll title, Square Pegs and Round Holes. As I look back, I can't help but notice that as a creator, I like to think that if I worked hard, if I thought deeply, and if I applied my very best efforts to my photographic artwork with perseverance, that I would be able to connect with people through my artwork. Notice the inclusiveness of that statement. Essentially, I thought I'd be able to connect with everyone through my artwork. And as much as I want to believe this, my experience tells me that sometimes that connection is simply impossible. That for reasons that are, I don't know, perhaps genetic, perhaps training, perhaps cultural, perhaps motivational, some people are just not going to respond to my artwork, period. No matter what I produce, no matter how I enthusiastically present it to them, sometimes beauty really is in the eye of the beholder, and there's not a damn thing we can do about it. I've come to peace with that. But it's taken me 50 years to come to peace with that because I was absolutely convinced that there was such a thing as universal beauty, and that if my images failed to connect with someone, it was a failure on my part. Somehow I hadn't done exactly the right thing, or I should have recomposed or re-exposed or configured the image one way or another. It was processing. It was aesthetics. It was the wrong media. Whatever it was, if I could figure out what it was, then I could modify the work so that it would be enjoyed by everyone. And as I say, it's taken me 50 years, but I've come to realize it simply isn't true. How obvious it is that it simply isn't true. I mean, it's obvious every time we show our work, there will be some people in the audience who don't get it, who don't appreciate it, who don't connect with it. And it is a terrible, terrible temptation as an artist to focus on those people who are most critical of our work. If only we could figure out how to please them, then universal acceptance would follow. But when you get right down to it, the only opinion that really counts, of course, is our own, about our own work. And if we like what we've done, well, the audience be damned. Some of the audience will love it and shower us with praise and congratulations. And isn't that fun? I enjoy that as much as the next person. But it isn't necessary, or at least it's possible to live an artistic life where it isn't necessary. And when that's the case, our experience as an artist is diminished, there's no question about that, but it might also ultimately be the most productive to pay attention to our inner self rather than the rest of the world out there. And where the two overlap is cause for celebration, but it's not a reason to do the work. It's not a reason to accept one processing or one decision or one artistic aesthetic over another. That's the tricky thing about artwork. Ultimately, we do it to please ourselves. But anybody who denies that there is an audience is simply not being realistic. Of course there's an audience. And if there's an audience, there will be fans and detractors and everything in between. It takes a certain amount of artistic ego, self-image, confidence, maybe even a bit of rascality to accept the fact that our opinion is the most important opinion in the production of our work and has very little to do, if anything, with the acceptance of our work. Sometimes, try as we might, we're just never going to get that square peg into that round hole or vice versa. Much better to concentrate our efforts and our energy on getting the square peg that we're making into the square hole that is also of our production, or the round peg into the round hole that is the manifestation of our creativity. As a matter of fact, I like that metaphor even more, is that when we create a round peg and it fits in our own round hole, that demonstrates a synchronicity between our conscious efforts and our subconscious motivations.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.